This is Montana Public Radio. Good morning, I'm Edward O'Brien with Montana Morning News. Firefighters are working to suppress a 30-acre wildfire in northern Montana. Officials say it started Saturday in the Flathead National Forest near Glacier National Park at a gravel pit west of the North Fork of the Flathead River. The fire is about 12 miles north of Columbia Falls and is burning in an area scorched in 2003. Firefighters were aggressively attacking any spot fires started in the national park. Elsewhere in Montana, crews yesterday responded to a small fire that reportedly started northeast of Livingston. A Helena judge has rejected environmental groups' claims that Governor Steve Bullock violated open meetings laws before nominating 5.1 million acres of forest land for priority management. District Judge Kathy Seeley agreed with Bullock's argument in her June 15th ruling that he had the sole discretion in responding to the U.S. Forest Service's request. The lawsuit by the Wild West Institute and other groups objected to the committee that advised the governor on which lands to nominate. They say no notice was given of the committee's meetings and no minutes were recorded. The Wild West Institute director Matthew Kaler told the Missoulian that the judge's ruling allows government officials to make secret decisions. A Bullock spokesman says the governor makes it a priority to hear from constituents and stakeholders on the decisions he makes. New state data shows that vaccination rates at 1 in 8 elementary schools in Montana are too low to ensure immunity from outbreaks of measles or whooping cough. The Montana Department of Health and Human Services released immunization and exemption rates of 347 elementary schools for the first time in response to a records request by the Billings Gazette. The agency declined to release grade-level rates, citing patient privacy concerns in rural areas. Though information for small schools and non-reporting schools isn't available, the data lends new detail about vaccination trends in Montana, a state with historically poor immunization rates. Many schools have high immunization rates. 1 in 6 schools had 100%. Among the state's large school districts, no single elementary school had immunization rates below 93%. Montana autopsies will have to be done in other states in the coming weeks because the state's only 2 forensic medical examiners qualified to assist county coroners are leaving. As of July 2nd, there'll be no forensic medical examiner in the state qualified to assist coroners with autopsies. The bodies of those who died under suspicious circumstances in the western part of the state will be driven by a coroner to Seattle. Bodies in the eastern part of the state will be transported to Rapid City, South Dakota for autopsy. Montana counties will receive nearly $27 million to compensate for non-taxable federal lands within their boundaries. The Ravalli Republic reports the payments are part of a $404 million package distributed nationally through payments in lieu of taxes. This year's allocation is welcomed by local governments, some of which had faced budget cuts. The spinoff of the company that runs Montana's largest power plant is raising questions about how long the plant can keep going as pollution control costs rise and coal's share of the electricity market crumbles. But its new operator says there are no plans to shut down the Colstrip Steam Electric Station. Colstrip is in the Powder River Basin, home to some of the largest coal mines in the world. The 64-year-old man who died in a fire at his Butte home has been identified as Harold Lobb. The Butte Silver Bow County coroner says he believes Lobb died from smoke inhalation as the result of a cigarette that burned in a chair. The Montana Standard reports that firefighters found a recliner that was smoldering at Lobb's home Friday. Thank you very much for listening. The Flathead National Forest was calling in more firefighters to help battle the Glacier Rim fire as it threatened to burn into Glacier National Park. Forest spokeswoman Emma Braunberger says the fire that began Saturday afternoon started 8 spot fires in the park, but 50 firefighters and 2 helicopters worked yesterday to try to keep that fire on the west side of the North Fork of the Flathead River. An incident management team and 3 more 20-person crews were being brought in to battle the fire, which started in a gravel pit north of Columbia Falls as temperatures rose into the 100-degree range. The Missoula newspaper reports the fire had burned between 60 and 80 acres in areas with rough terrain, but was about 25% contained. Meanwhile, the Frenchtown Fire Department west of Missoula contained a small grass fire just moments ago. Initial reports suggest it was started by a downed power line. Thanks a lot for listening. For Montana Headline News, I'm Edward O'Brien.